Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's going on, besties? And welcome to another episode of Pillows and Beer. I am in Charleston. Craig is in LA with a fresh ass haircut. Dude, it looks nice. You're clearly doing something nice tonight. It's amazing how much a haircut can take years off your life. Like, you look like a young lad right now. It's amazing.
I got my haircut on Rodeo Drive. On Rodeo Drive.
Another Mighty Ducks reference. I like it.
I was laughing because there was a guy, Alex Link, who's a friend in college, and he would go to New York and get a $100 haircut. And I remember thinking it was the craziest thing in the entire world. And we didn't make fun of him, but we were just like, how's that $100 haircut, Alex? And I just had a $100 haircut. Like, it doesn't seem that crazy now. I'm probably telling the story wrong. I'm just saying, like, back then I remember it being like, it seemed like he was spending a salary on a haircut.
Well, there are a couple things to take away from that. One is inflation. I mean, even everything costs
$100, that this was 15 years ago. Yeah.
Right. And so, I mean, of course, are you kidding me? I look back at these pictures, and I have pictures of me from college, and I clearly didn't put any stock in, you know, freaking haircuts. I was like, whatever, we'll just, you know, we'll brush it to the side. We'll do the frat swoop. It was like a wannabe kind of Justin Bieber haircut. Like, it didn't even look as good as Justin Bieber's.
And you know why else? Oh, yeah. Well, Zac Efron was our years.
That's true.
You know why else?
Okay, fine. It didn't look as good as Zac Efron's. Mine was like oh my gosh. Yeah, it was terrible.
And, okay, so I got it at the Nelson J Salon in Beverly Hills. So shout out to them. I booked it last night online and walked right in the door this morning.
What'd you say to them? What'd you say? Were you like, hey, I just want it cleaned up a little bit? Like,
I pulled 3 to 4 photos, red carpet photos. And one I said, this is too short. One I said, this is too long. And then on one I said, I kind of want to be around here.
Wait, red carpet photos of yourself?
Yeah, and I don't think she thought it was me, because she was like, so you want to look like him or something.
And I was awesome. That's awesome. Like,
well, that's me, but that's how bad my hair got.
I think that you should have pulled up the photo from Winter House season one and been like, don't do this. I want it a little longer than this, a little more shaped up than that. That's awesome.
So the second reason I look fresher is because I got Jergens tanning mousse delivered last night with a tanning mitt and put it on before bed. And there's not a better feeling than waking up in the morning being like, I'm so happy I took the effort to do that. Cause then I showered this morning and now it just gave me a little bit of color.
Did you put it on your whole body?
No.
Just face.
On my upper torso.
Like, upper torso. Okay. Okay. So like, okay, so you know, your belly button up, you know, your pants line up. Okay,
no, so I go arms sex, and everything? Sex lines up. I hit in case my pants are like sagging a little bit. So like right above the private area.
Yeah.
And then
are you gonna get, so do you always just, you know, self tan? Because I mean, now I'm basically just having like a conversation with Craig here, y'all, because I want to know.
I've never had anyone else spray do tan. It just works. This shit just works too well for me. Like, there's no reason to not continue to do what I already do. Like, I can go from the light bronze to the dark bronze, but the Jergens or the Saint-Tropez, but the Jergens, like, you can find it in Walgreens and you just, I don't know. It's just my routine.
Jergens, man. You used to be ride or die for, what was the other one, man? The Saint-Tropez?
Probably. But I think
You were ride or die for that one.
Yeah, I think I just called it that because I was stupid. Wait, so have you gotten a, and we're talking about tanning mousse for people that don't know. And basically it's like tinted moisturizer and you put it on your body and then it darkens your skin.
Greg has been a believer in this for years and years.
And sometimes like tanning lotion, like just like, well, you know, that's lotion that's got tanning in it.
You put it on like a mitt and you rub it.
Yeah. It's like shaving cream. It's like really light. And so the problem with like tanning cloths are they're too oily. For me, like my skin just takes to this. I shower it off and it lasts for like a couple of days, but it's never. Yeah. It just is like an even keel skin tone. It makes you look.
And guys, by the way, this is not an ad, although it should be. But I mean, I have watched back, you know, certain episodes or something, like it pops up on Bravo TV if there's like a SC marathon, and I've seen myself and I'm like, shit, you are so pale. Like you should have gloved.
You know, when
it.
You don't
and
take that.
Craig
effort.
Always does. And yes. And sometimes I'm like, whatever, man, I'll be fine. And then like I watch it back. I'm like, you're not fine. You are not fine.
And guys out there, like, I think, you know, I used to tan when it was bad for you in college.
Like a tanning bed.
Yeah, like a tanning bed. Because, look, at the end of the day, like, it doesn't matter who you are. Like, you look better with some color. So, like, as guys, whether you're, like, straight, gay, like, doesn't matter what profession you're in, if you have a little bit of color, like... Mm-hmm. It's just better. And so I recently went to the tanning salon. I don't know if I told you before BravoCon, and I laid down in the bed and then I got up and put my clothes on and was like, I'm too old for this. I was like, this doesn't feel right. I didn't
Wait,
like.
Really?
Yeah.
You laid down in a bed prior to BravoCon and then you got up from it and you were like, no.
In like 15 seconds. It just. Something clicked.
What did
like,
they
in my
say?
Body. Well, they don't know. I mean, because it just like, since it was my first time in years going, it was only allowed to be set for like 5 minutes. And so like you walk in the room, you take your clothes off, you put like the lotion on, and I laid down and my body told me, like my body was like, you shouldn't do this. Like I just felt it in my skin. Like it was like, I just had never had that feeling. I mean, it's been, you know, 8 years, but so yeah, for me it's gonna be fake tan all the way. I think it's pretty stupid anyway to be under those lights. I mean, I'm not judgmental of them, but like if you can accomplish it a better way.
Okay. Well, the last time that I was under tanning lights was before Winter House season one. I guess it's the second time that I've mentioned that, you know, tonight, but I went to like five, you know, sessions or something like that, or like, you know, three sessions. I don't know. I was like, maybe you should go in being like a little tan, but I don't think it worked at all on me. And I haven't been since. That was, you know, 2.5 or 3 years ago. So no thanks.
Guess how many room service carts we have in the room right now. It's just,
okay.
Three. Two at the moment. Yeah, we're staying in the Four Seasons. I think, you know how we're Delta
guys?
Shout
out Four Seasons.
Yeah, it's just the best. I mean, it's expensive, but like they just shine my shoes. They like ironed my shirt for me.
Yeah, of course.
I was like, this is awesome. Well, I'm a big amenities guy, and I've never like used it. I like chat with them on the iPad, which Paige thinks is makes
well,
fun of me.
The
for.
Four
She's
Seasons.
Like, who are you talking to?
The Four Seasons. You're like, hey, what are you guys doing down there?
My girlfriend isn't paying me any attention. What are you guys doing at the front desk?
So I'm going to talk to the front desk. And on that note, I feel like we have to shout out the Four Seasons Houston, because that was an awesome time. And Craig and I had our own rooms, but then we had this like, you know, shared common area, if you saw. And every day, Craig would wake up, I guess, and he would order his, you know, room service, and then I'd have to order mine. So then all of a sudden there were two carts, and then maybe like a third one would come up. So yeah, definitely two.
We
two
actually
or three
had our own bedrooms, but we were in the same suite. Like we were in a big executive suite. I'm at the one Four Seasons of Beverly Hills right now. Like this customer
is
service.
It just like posh. I mean, it has to be. It's fucking Beverly Hills. I'm sure they see so many celebs that come through that they have to just be like top notch.
It's not like, it's not flashy. It's just well done. Like maybe that's what posh means. Like, you know, like it's just clean and fancy and like anything.
I mean, posh is like the word that I would use to describe your girlfriend, Craig. Like,
gotcha.
Posh. Yeah,
Austin, and clean and just fancy works. You posh, Paige. She's on. I don't know what she's doing.
She is posh. On that note, Craig, we should take a little break.
Yes.
We'll come back and we'll chat a little bit more. Here's a word from our sponsors. And welcome back to this week's episode of the second episode of the week of Pillows and Beer. We are joined very special. I'm calling it special because, Craig, why don't you tell everyone why you're in LA?
Yes, I am. That's very nice of you. Paige is being honored at a dinner tonight as being top 40 women in unscripted television, alongside all of the Kardashians. That Paris Hilton.
All of them?
Every single one of them.
I mean, that would be talk about like a power struggle or like a fight that would break out if like three of them got nominated and the other, you know, three didn't.
And this is, you can't pay to be in this. Like a publicist can't get you in this. So it's a pretty big like deal. There's some like Mel B.
I didn't know that publicists could pay to get you into things.
Yes. That's the surprising thing is most things are paid for. So like when people get named, not all things, but like magazine covers or like being in like the top 10 of something, it's because your publicist like got you.
So what if we want to get Charm nominated for an Emmy? Can like we pay our way in there?
Not to my knowledge.
No, that's different. But what about, so did like Travis Kelce pay to be the sexiest man alive? Or not Travis, Jason Kelce?
Like did his publicist? I'm like, I don't know. That,
he
again,
didn't get
like,
named I'm, it. He got nominated as, you know, one of the peeps.
I'm commenting because on something that I don't know, but I just know that Variety's is not. That's cool, so like, man.
Congrats to Paige. I mean, I obviously saw it drop and we've spoken since, but the fact that y'all are out there and it's happening.
And Kyle Richards, and I think there's one other Bravo person.
No, I actually think that there's a few Bravo peeps on there I saw.
Are there? But so, she's
we should so not give shout out to is, all of them.
Yes, congratulations to all of our Bravo family members. Chanel West Coast is surprisingly on there, which made me laugh. Julie Chen, Savannah Chrisley.
Is New York on there?
Barbara Cochran and Lori Greener from Shark Tank. Is who?
New York?
No. But, oh, is she?
I don't know.
Tiffany? So Paige is doing a panel with the D'Amelios. So she's going up in front of the dinner and like speaking with the D'Amelio sisters. So that's pretty cool because not everyone.
Okay. So like it is not an award show. It's a dinner.
Yeah, it's a dinner. So there will be a carpet and Teresa Giudice, Nikki Glaser, Paris Hilton, Tamara's on there.
Chanel West Coast.
Heidi Klum. Oh, Padma. Yeah, I know. Chanel. That's funny.
That is
Jenna funny. Lyons. Ariana. Jenny McCarthy.
Fun.
Katy Perry. I wonder if I'm going to meet her. Amy Poehler and Maya Rudolph. Oh, Snooki and JWoww. Well, yeah, New York's there. So Tiffany
is
there. Yeah.
Tamara Judge is there, man. Tamara Judge, Craig and I delivered an award at Bravos with Tamara.
Lisa Vanderpump. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So I went.
That some of these women were on reality TV. Like it's pretty cool.
So we're going to the red carpet and I was like, well, what do I do? Like I, obviously this is your thing, but like, I don't want you on the carpet by yourself, but like, how do you balance it? And she goes, Well, we do it like the MTV Awards. Like, she goes and takes pictures in front of me, and then I walk up and we take them together. Then she goes to the next stop, then I walk up. I think. I'm not really sure.
But Aisha from Below Deck is on there too.
Yeah, I don't know her.
She was on a panel with me, Dynamic Duos at BravoCon with Captain Handsome. Okay.
Guess where I went to get my suit, though.
Guess where you're going to get your suit.
No, where I did. I flew in last night, and they were open until 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Suit Supply coming through in the clutch, man. So, like, you actually went there last night, and they were able to turn and burn in time for you to
I got there at 8 o'clock, and in 45 minutes, we had a classic black suit. Completely like pinned up for me, and a dark green suit for something else, which we can't say. And at 11 a.m., I got the email saying my suit was tailored. The black suit was like $500. So it basically, like, it looks like a custom suit made, and they did it in like,
don't you love it? Hours. Don't you just love it? I mean, I'm telling you, I awesome deals can be had for a reasonable price. Just look at BravoCon for Craig and I, and now I'm kind of anxious to see what the suit looks like. I'm sure it looks nice.
No, it's really nice. It's sweet. So expensive haircut and okay, affordable suit. I was like, I want to invest in Suit Supply because I think I'm only getting my clothes from there for now on.
But no one else would know that it's not expensive. But yeah, I know. It's awesome.
So I should have some stories after tonight. I'm excited. I wonder if like everyone's going to be like talking, or like if it's very like in and out. Like if you walk the carpet and then you leave, or like
what? No. I'm definitely anxious. I'm definitely anxious to hear the detailed kind of rundown, because I have a feeling that, you know, I mean, people seem to love Bravo, but like I wonder if all these people like, you know, for instance, like we wouldn't know that, you know, Jennifer Lawrence and John Hamm, you know, are publicly fans of Bravo, right? So I'm curious if, just like you're saying, if like the Kardashians, like maybe one of them will like walk up to Paige and be like, just want you to know, like, I love you guys. And that would be, you know, really funny, but maybe not, you know, because just like you said, maybe kind of everyone is in, you know, their own little quadrant.
I think we give off an opening, like an inviting vibe, though, because she loves them. She loves the Kardashians, so that would be pretty cool.
Just or like keep it smiling, right? You know, just keep it smiling so that, you know, okay, well, you know what, I'm gonna walk up to him.
I hold up a picture of like Graham to Corey and Chris and be like, hey, you party with this guy and Geyser all the time, or like Baker's, or like just put on a Baker's hat and be like, hey guys, look,
yeah, hey, I'm one of you, pay attention to me.
My friends are one of you.
No, gosh, man. I like want you to text me during it, actually, because now okay. I'm like,
well, with that said, guys, I love you all, but hair is about to be here. So I'm going to get my hair done and styled and makeup. I'm going to let you guys talk about some stuff, and I will be back to let you know what it's like for the next episode. But I love you, besties, and
can you just turn your like mic and like camera off, Craig? Just so your stuff uploads.
Hey, yeah. We'll tell Paige, congrats, and you guys have fun tonight, man.
Austin says, "TVO is a very posh person, Paige," and he said, "Congratulations
and have fun."
And to have fun tonight, and he said, "Actually, hold on, I'm gonna put you not for the anything other than." To hear them, but they said, Austin said, what if one of the Kardashians just walked up and was like, hey, I love you guys, just wanted to tell you,
what would you do?
And she would cry.
That'd be awesome. I really hope that happens for both of you tonight.
All right, I gotta wash this shit out of my hair and then get restyled, which is crazy.
All right, y'all, have fun.
Yeah,
y'all.
All right,
Nick,
take another quick break and we'll do like
take another 10, quick break. Minutes. All right,
banging through this one.
We're going to take another little quick break. We've lost Craig, but I have a couple of things to talk about with Nick. So we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to this episode of Pillows and Beer. It was a special episode. We knew that we had a tight window because Craig's in LA. He's going to the Variety Award show with Paige tonight. I mean, congratulations to her and to all the women on Bravo who made that list. Well, to all the women in general, but of course the Bravo family is a little more endearing to us. So Nick, let's just talk about some good old fashioned shit. All right. I'm not Craig, so we're not going to go into tinfoil hat stuff. Okay.
Well, I got our rap for podcasters. I can give you a couple stats there. I can quiz you what you, okay. So
I'll
give you something
because so we were just, streamed just a little 61 update
countries,
61 countries. Okay.
What do you think our top five countries where we gained the most new listeners in?
Australia.
Okay.
Canada.
One. Two.
Okay. I mean, you know, I'm trying to think like close around us. Okay. So, across the pond, are we talking Europe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, countries, Spain? that's a continent.
Well, yeah, I know, but I'm going to guess within the continent, dipshit. Yeah.
No, okay. Spain is not in the top five.
Sweden.
No, but you're getting closer.
Okay. Denmark. Finland.
Denmark? No, that's different. But it's close to Denmark.
Okay. Okay. Tell me.
All right, number one that we've gained is Australia. Number two is Canada. Number three is the UK. Number four is Netherlands.
What the hell's wrong with me?
Yeah, man. Number five is Ireland.
Okay, predominantly English-speaking countries. Why didn't I go for those immediately? Yeah, obviously, I was the UK.
Like, why are you not going to the UK? And
the Dutch, I don't know, but the Dutch obviously makes a lot of sense. And Ireland, yeah, duh. Okay.
Of course, our most listened to episode was with the one and only Paige. That got 846% more listens than any of our episodes.
That cracks me up.
Let's see.
For 800. Wait, man. When did we even record that? Was that like
January? That was like back in January or something like
that. Yeah, literally. That was like one of our very first episodes of 23. So funny. I don't remember what it was about, but then again, I don't remember what any of these are about. We just
talk. Our most, can you guess our most shared episode?
Shared like,
so there's people like texting it to their friends and or emailing it Instagram.
I mean, I have to give it like a college try. I mean, it's not Paige again, is it?
No.
Okay. Lisa Barlow.
Incorrect, but it is another female.
Oh, okay.
She was mentioned on the podcast last week.
Kate Chastain? No.
Or on Tuesday, I mean. You took her to Easter.
Madison.
Yeah. Madison's episode was the most shared out of any one of our episodes.
Okay.
So.
Heck yeah.
We have a 4.6 out of 5 on Spotify. We're the number one podcast for 1,400 people on Spotify.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wish Apple would do something like this. Like, why is it
1,400 dedicated besties every single week? Love it. Okay.
Oddly enough, the one we gained the most listeners from was RV life. Like the one when you guys were talking about like your RV trips, gained us the most. I have no idea why.
Okay, cool. Hey, you know, man, just doing, different strokes for different folks. Like I just feel, Nick, that through all of this and hearing things like that, it just confirms with me that we just got to keep on doing us, you know, don't like try to conform to what the other podcasts do. Like we just keep on doing what, you know, Austin and Craig do and our besties appreciate it. So but it is always good to gain new listeners. I'm sure that we have a bunch of OG listeners and that we always gain some new ones.
We've actually gained 50, according to this, we've gained 50% of our listeners in 2023 on Spotify.
Oh, shit. So we're forget that sometimes. I forget that, like, we're probably constantly, every episode, there's probably at least one brand new listener who's like, I don't know what this is, but I'm going to check it out. And I just like assume that people have been listening to us since, you know, the get, and we have all these fans, and but that's cool. It's cool.
Yeah. Now let's see. So we're the top five for 7,700 people, and then top 10 for 13,000 people.
I thought that you were going to say to 77 to 88 year olds. We are the top 10.
Does it give me the age range, which is weird because usually it does. Top fans listen to you 3.7 times more than your other listeners. So we love you people. Okay. I mean, there are people that have listened to us. I think I saw for like over like, it was like 2.7 like thousand hours or something.
No, minutes.
Minutes, excuse me. Yeah, not hours. But that's still crazy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I was just about to say that. I saw a couple, or I reposted a bunch of things today, and I didn't want to repost like, you know, 50 of them. So yeah. I just reposted like, you know, 10 or 15, the first 10 or 15 that I saw. And I like, you know, first off, it was super cool, super humbling that people want to tune in weekly just to hear us chat about Lord knows what that we're going to chat about that day, because Nick has an outline for us. And then Craig and I will begin. Like, we weren't supposed to talk about, you know, variety for the first, you know, 20 minutes, but that's just what happened. That's just kind of how it goes. I thought that we were going to talk about, you know, Christmas trees and things like that.
We got time. We still got time. It's not even December yet.
So the fact that I tagged or I reshared some of the stories, and I saw that some woman had listened to us for like 4,600 minutes. Someone else was like 6,500 minutes. I was like, we are constantly in your ear. And I guess that we're able to do so because we moved to the Tuesday, Thursday format. So heck yeah.
No, yeah, I know. I mean, it is too funny just clicking through this and just seeing that. But yeah, so 61 countries, that's kind of cool. So damn. I can look at like every country that we're listening to, but I'm kind of curious to like, I want to get some emails from people that are just like from like in the middle of nowhere listening to our podcast right now. Like someone in like Tunisia who's listening, like of all places, how are we getting out there?
I mean, and I wonder if the people that are listening, that are listening in Tunisia, are transplants or if we actually have a fan that lives in, you know, Tunisia.
I mean, I would assume like most of them are people that are like, you know, from the US, but they got to get Bravo over in some of these places.
Yeah. I mean, they do. I know that there's a stat out there where it's like Bravo is streamed in, but I know that Australia is certainly
Huge in Australia.
High on that list.
Yeah.
We're huge in Australia. Well, Shep and I went there, and when we went there, because, you know, Winterhouse was playing or it just finished airing or something. And women were like, Winterhouse? People weren't saying Charm though, Nick. They kept on saying, you know, Winterhouse to me at least. And I was like, that is too funny. That is not what I thought people were going to be saying to me.
Well, I guess that makes sense. If it was most recently on Winterhouse, that'd be.
Yeah. I mean, it had just finished airing maybe. Yeah. And then also Shep and I were going to do a live show kind of like, you know, Craig and I do, because Shep had just begun to do them for like, you know, smaller sort of comedy clubs. And we thought about doing one and it didn't pan out. Right. I mean, it would have been fun just to see if we could get like 150 people together just to kind of bullshit and just say, hey, but, maybe it's for the best. It didn't work out. I don't know. I don't know. I think like I told Craig, and Craig was like, well, what the heck, man? That's our thing. I was like, dude, this is not like a thing. It's just like, you know, in extenuating circumstance.
Yes, when in Rome. Or when in Australia. That's right. But yeah, no, so that's cool. So
Do we have those numbers yet? Do we have the numbers yet for how many downloads that we had this year? Do we have those numbers yet for like what percentage
Yeah, I got it because we switched like platforms, it like screwed everything up. So I'm gonna have to like go in and like look. I know that's gonna take me a little bit of time just because it's like between two different like databases. We lost some numbers in that month that we did the switching while you guys were over in Italy in France.
Well, that's can happen from time to time.
But no, but I think we're doing good. I think we're like top five on Believe right now. So
I know. Well, I know that much. And last year, are you kidding me, man? We were like top five on Spotify last year.
Well, top 5% I think we're somewhere. It didn't say that. It didn't give any of those stats this year.
Okay. So, I'm sure it will at some point.
Yeah.
I think I got
those stats towards the end of the year.
Let's do a special shout out to Craig West Coast. That's his name that's up there, because he's probably going to meet Chanel West Coast tonight. And I hope he tells me that her laugh is just as annoying as it is on TV. I mean, that laugh has made her a lot of money, hasn't it?
I still can't believe she left that show. That's still surprising to me.
Yeah. I mean, I guess at a certain point, you're like, gosh, man, like I'm just typecast as like Rob's, you know, sidekick or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but like I haven't heard of her since then. Like I didn't even know.
Well,
she was on
she just made the top 40. So,
I mean, obviously, but granted, I'm not really the target audience for that. So,
gosh, man,
I'm sure my sisters would know.
I bet that Paige and Craig are going to meet the Kardashians tonight.
After party.
Dude, I don't know, man. They're probably like, look, dude, we're famous as fuck. But then again, I mean, Bravo is such just like an accessible channel that, yeah, the most wild people that you wouldn't think have seen it. All right, Nick, well, is there anything else? Because I feel like, you know, it's just like a short and sweet episode. I mean,
yeah, we'll
everyone should tune in tonight Southern Charm, and it is the beginning of our trip in Jamaica. Part one of chaos. I mean, this is
Whitney's
fucking
on the trip,
chaos,
right?
People. Whitney is on the trip. I mean, it is the first night is not really chaos, but just settle in for next week. Fucking chaos. I'm getting come at from all sorts of angles. You know, I'm like, I thought I was supposed to be on vacation to have fun. I thought I was supposed to chill and, you know, relax and hang out with friends. Not the case. So tune in tonight. I don't know when we're on at 9 o'clock, but then I think that next week we switch to 8 o'clock because we are the lead in episode for Leva's show, which premieres next week. So anyways, tomorrow night, whatever, it's Wednesday. Yeah. Tomorrow night, the episode of
when you're listening.
Yeah. When you're all listening, yeah. The episode of Southern Charm will be on at 9 o'clock, only on Bravo. All right, besties. Well, thanks for tuning in this week. Short epi, but we have so much Christmas stuff to talk about. You know, next week the whole outline is about. I mean, I decorated my tree and all that stuff, but I'm not gonna get into it. We'll wait until Craig's here so
land
we can get his opinion on stuff.
Or land the plane.
Thanks for listening, besties. www.pillowsandbeer.com. We are coming to New Orleans, December 10th. Right after the reunion, we have like 50 tickets left or less. I think that Nick
was
saying.
Yeah, it's only like a few seated. It's under 20 seated tickets left. Everything else is standing room people. So get your tickets while you can.
We love you and we'll talk to you next week.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.